The most famous of Augustus's poetic supporters was Publius Virgilius Maro, also known as Virgil of Divine Comedy fame. Virgil's greatest work was the Aeneid, which was in part a Roman challenge to Greece's most glorious literary achievement, the Iliad and Odyssey of Homer. The Aeneid was also meant to glorify Rome and to glorify Augustus and to glorify the Principate through comparison with Aeneas's foundation of Rome. Aeneas's greatest quality is his pietas, or devotion, which he displays to his gods, which he displays to his father, and which he ultimately displays to his role as the founder of Rome. Aeneas emerges from the smoking wreck of Troy, which stands, of course, for the smoking wreck of the Republic, which Augustus had inherited from his father. Aeneas is carrying on his shoulders his aged father Anchises, who stands for the late great Julius Caesar, and leads his son Iulus by the hand. Iulus. Any resemblance to the name Julius is not at all accidental. Augustus also identified himself with Rome's mission to impose Pax Romana upon the world. In Book 6 of the Aeneid, Aeneas consults his now deceased father Anchises in the underworld before beginning his divine mission to found Rome. Anchises points out to him a long and distinguished line of future Roman leaders, culminating in Augustus, of course, and then explains Rome's unique form of manifest destiny. Note the backhanded slap at Greek cultural achievements, which makes Roman political practicality stand out all the more, and I quote, "Others, with more delicate fingers, may better fashion the breathing bronze. No doubt they'll also create more lifelike features from marble. They will plead more cleverly in the courts and plot accurately the carpet of the stars and the courses of the swift constellations. This is your care, O Rome. Subdue the whole world for your empire. These are your arts. To establish the order of peace, to spare the vanquished, and to humble the haughty. In order to keep the whole world subdued and the Pax Romana in effect, Augustus encouraged the whole world to honor him personally in one way or another.